Thank you, President Yee, and good evening, everyone. As you can see, I'm not Superintendent Garcia, and the superintendent is unable to make tonight's meeting. His daughter was actually married this weekend in Southern California, so we want to congratulate the father and the mother of the bride. But in his absence, he's asked me to provide you with this report. We are extremely proud and honored to announce this evening that 9 of our schools were designated as California Distinguished Schools. And we'd like to congratulate all 9 of the schools. And they are Alice Fong Yu Alternative School, Diane Feinstein Elementary School, E.R. Taylor Elementary School, Frank McCoppin Elementary School, John Yihal Chin Elementary School, Lafayette Elementary School, New Traditions Elementary School, Sherman Elementary School, and Ulloa Elementary Schools. Would you give them a round of applause, please? Now, we haven't verified this, but we do think that this is per capita probably the greatest number of schools of any city in California. And we want to congratulate not only the principals, but the teachers, the paraprofessionals, and absolutely the students and parents at each one of these schools for their extraordinary efforts in achieving this designation. According to the California Department of Education, the Distinguished Schools Program focuses on California students and their entitlement to an equitable and rigorous education, which fits squarely with our strategic plan. The program identifies and honors schools that have demonstrated educational excellence for all students and progress in narrowing the achievement gap. So on behalf of all of us in the school district, a hearty congratulations to our schools. I'm also very, very happy to announce this evening that you will see later in the agenda an item on 700 Font Street. And later tonight, we will be bringing to the board for action the sale of 700 Font Street to San Francisco State University, one of our partners in the community. This possible sale represents a great opportunity for both our district and San Francisco State. As you know, if a property is no longer needed for the advancement of our educational goals for our students, we are committed to pursuing other options. If this sale is in fact approved, San Francisco State would gain a site for a potential new academic building that is adjacent to and surrounded by their campus on two sides, and we would receive fair market value for this property, which is $11.1 million. Now, as the proceeds for this sale must be used for facilities-related purposes, and I want to reemphasize this. This isn't just like we can use this money for anything. It must be facilities-related purposes. We plan to direct these funds to pay off a long-term debt obligation similar to a mortgage for one of our other properties in the district. By not having to make an annual principal and interest payment on this loan, there will be a direct savings to the district of $850,000 a year for the next 16 years. And for those of you doing quick arithmetic, that's a total savings to the district of over $13 million. That represents money that we can use in our general fund. So we're very excited about this. We also would like to remind all of our parents and our students and our community that we've come to that time of the year in the school year where our students take the annual California Standards Tests, the CSTs, that test their mastery of California content standards. To our families, we ask that you make sure your child is well rested, eats a healthy breakfast, and is ready to come to school to do their best. We are proud of what they have learned throughout the school year, and we want them to be ready to come to school and tackle the test with confidence and energy. On a personal note, I will share that I've been traveling to and visiting schools this week and have been amazed at how confident our students and our faculty members feel given the results of their common learning assessments. Many teachers were so confident that their students are going to do well this year because they've been able to track their progress all year long. So we wish them all good luck, but they're not going to need the luck because they're going to do very, very well. So with that, President Yee, that's the superintendent's report.
Thank you.